Thank you for choosing Your Moment of Kim, official podcast of comicbookgoddess.com. Brought to you by the SSDWC, the secret society for delayed world conquest. Because the song already had a truck. This week, my workplace put in a new satellite radio provider, and in one of the sporadic fits of democracy, meant to foster the illusion that we have some control over our workspace, they decided that the people who would have to listen to the radio should vote to decide which stations the radio would play. The previous version of this plan had actually worked out pretty well. The other provider had less channels to pick from. As a consequence, the channels that were chosen had a broader format. This specifically acted to decrease suckitude by providing us with a larger range of songs, increasing the chance that any one person would then hear something that they actually liked. Sounds fair, doesn't it? But watch. The potential for evil abounds, even in such a benign project. The new satellite station has many more stations to choose from. For example, there are 3 country stations. I am not a fan of country by any means. It's a very formulaic style, and current hits are nearly indistinguishable from 90s pop music. However, at the same time, these weaknesses make the songs more accessible, easier to remember, can't get them out of your head. And country music has a very strong tradition of good or funny lyrics. I am a sucker for a good turn of phrase. But with the new ballot, the country vote was split. Does this remind anyone of the year 2000? Country will not be making an appearance on our intra-office soundstream. In other developments, the idiot lobby came out of the woodwork and voted in force. Hopefully, in the future, we won't be able to say that about 2008. With a vote of 116, I found myself listening to the same song 4 times this afternoon. Forgive them, Podfather. They know not what they do. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but aren't there 90-some channels on this particular major satellite provider? Don't they have access to millions of songs? I disrespectfully submit that the top 20 songs could possibly include some of the past top 20 songs. This would ensure that you would not play the same song 5 times in one day. A survey indicates that this might be related to the reason why I have not listened to commercial radio in over 10 years. Well, except for those guys at ESPN. But they don't count. I am amused to hear some of the songs that I've been listening to parodies of where I've never heard the original song. It's a novel feeling. Unfortunately, in many cases, I like the parody a lot better. Thankfully, a classic rock station was chosen. I actually have a 1 in 573,000 chance of hearing a song that I like while at work. To recap, when you're given a choice between several similar options, it is most likely a ploy on the part of the vote organizer. This action exploits known human psychological weaknesses. It gives small differences the appearance of large differences. As a consequence, votes that should have pooled into one large choice are split between several smaller choices, allowing a less competent candidate to emerge victorious. Keep a radio on your desk to ward off unwanted coworkers, and never, ever turn on the top 20 station. Stick around after the credits for a Comic Book Goddess original, Fool.
This podcast has been produced by Comic Book Goddess Productions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit comicbookgoddess.com for a list of other podcasts to which Kim has contributed. Absolutely no information about the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, or SSDWC, is available at ssdwc.org. Seriously, we're trying to take over the world. Who has time for websites? Theme was recorded during the composition process for Holidays Suck by Devils Are Girls' Best Friends. The completed song is available at myspace.com/devilsaregirlsbestfriends. Other music is by Comic Book Goddess. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. And it's much more fun because of that.
And I can't love you more.